stories we were told about a safety net. But when I look for it, it's just a hand that's holding mine. I'm wearing black denim on the sudden loss of innocence. And that's alright because it hides the dirt and hides the wine. They said no regrets, cause you're my sunset, fiery red, forever fearless, and in your arms a warm horizon. Don't look back, let's ride away, let's ride away.
This is Julia, and you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's a rainy Monday outside, but inside the studio, we're quite cozy. And I did something I've never done on the show before, and that's play a song I've never heard before. So I started us off with Sunset by Caroline Polachek, a song that I was checking my Instagram as I was plugging my computer in and getting ready for the show, and I saw a Pitchfork headline that said that Caroline Polachek just released a new song today. This just came out today, and as you know, here on Hot Tub Takes, we love Caroline Polachek, and I thought I had to play it. It's produced by Sega Bodega, who I love, and it actually works out perfectly because I feel like that track is really in conversation with a lot of the other songs and stuff that I'm going to talk about today. And we're going to play a lot of hyperpop, we're going to play a lot of pop, and a lot of Latin music, and a lot of French music. So I feel like that song kind of hits at some of those themes and ideas, and we're going to jump right into it. But the next song we're going to play is a new single by Christine and the Queens called Rien Dire. And I was having a conversation yesterday with someone that I love very much, and we were talking about how, like, when I get stressed and there's, like, a lot going on, it's midterm season, I don't want to listen to music with lyrics that I can understand because it's, like, too much extra work. I want to be able to just tune in and tune out. And so I feel like I gravitate a lot more to, like, French music, and I've been listening to a lot of Danish music and Spanish music. And so, of course, tons and tons of Christine and the Queens. And she's got a brand new album coming out in November. And she's released 3 singles so far, and they're fantastic. We love Christine and the Queens. So this is her new single, Rien Dire.
Si je ne suis pas toujours dans tes bras, il me semble que tu marches à côté de moi. Mes gestes ont pris la couleur de tes mouvements. J'y pense tout le temps malgré moi. Oh, ça prend. Oh, on se rend et sans jamais rien dire. Oh.
One thing's for certain, this thing isn't working. Let's be here in person. It's always the same. How you been? You've been great. I'm not getting through to you. I wanna get through to you. Hold up, wait. Dopamine serenade. Games that we play don't correlate with the things that we say. Don't wanna get caught up looking at your skin. And don't you go get caught up in that spider web.
What kind of person would I be if I let you drive hours here for me? If I let you drive hours here for me? If I let you drive hours here for me? Questions become answers. Answers become lessons. Questions become answers. Answers become lessons. Babe, I need to know.
That was Confessions by Sudan Archives, a band that I kind of forgot about. And then she came to Boston a couple weeks ago, and someone on the staff of our music magazine, Melisma, went and shot the show, and the pictures were just so epic. And I kind of like went back and listened to Sudan Archives and realized how much I love this song. It's so good. And I feel like It's in a TV show, and I can't think of which TV show it was in or movie. So if anyone knows, let me know. And before that, you heard Web by 070 Shake, an artist I played a lot on this show before. Her album that came out recently, You Can't Kill Me, was kind of just on repeat all summer. And I just love how that song has, it's just basically a 2.5 minute build, and there's nothing. There's nothing at the end. It doesn't give you anything. And I like that she kind of resisted that, the easy satisfaction of like having a resolved ending. Maybe that's what I'm looking for. Yeah, great song. And yeah, we played some Christine and the Queens, and next up we're gonna play some Shy Girl. Shy Girl just released her first album called Nymph, and it's kind of funny because I told my bosses, the people that I work for, that I have a radio show and that they should listen, and I'm not expecting any of them to listen, but I realized that I play so much music from their roster, and Shy Girl is a artist on their roster, so if they're listening, this is for you, Orienteer. This is for you. This is Cleo, a song that I played on repeat when I was abroad in Copenhagen last semester. It just has such a good beat, and Shy Girl is super cool, super sexy. This is Cleo.
Call me Cleo.
All right, that was High and Choke Part 1 by Ouri, O-U-R-I. I'm going to guess that's how it's pronounced. And she's a French-Canadian producer, musician, who makes really cool stuff. And that is off of her album that came out in 2021, Frame of a Fauna. And she's really into mixing like orchestral music. She has a background in classical with kind of electronic composition. And I'm realizing like the last four songs that I've played have all done that. There's that like huge kind of string section swell in all the music I just played. And that's so cool. I love when people take, you know, something that maybe is traditionally associated with the old, the orchestral stuff, and they mix it with, you know, computer produced music. It's awesome. And before that, you heard Cleo by Shy Girl. Her album just came out, Nymph. It's so good. And she also kind of comes from she's an English artist. She has her own record label, kind of mixing club music, hip hop, all that kind of stuff. And next up, we're going to get into the weeds with some hyperpop. And I've been listening to so much hyperpop lately, and we're going to get into that a little later, why that is. But the queen of hyperpop herself, Arca, is who we're going to play next. And Arca is a Venezuelan artist, and I'm going to let it speak for itself. She's collaborated with Bjork, Kanye West, all of the above, all the people, kind of the mother, I'd say, of hyperpop, and definitely inspired a lot of artists that I'll be playing later in the show. Isabella Love Story, Rosalia, people like that. So this is Recata.
Contigo es enseñarlo todito. Quiero que tú me enseñes tus zapatos diseñador. Yo lo que quiero es que me mire el ojito. Quiero que nos mostremos todito. Papi, tú quieres que nos vea por la ventana. Yeah.
público, sabor a menta. En público, sabor a menta. Yo estoy lista pa' que me la meta, yo soy linda. Y tú me complementas en público, sabor a menta. En público, sabor a menta. Papi, tú quieres que me vean por la ventana.
That was Exhibicionista by Isabella Love Story. And I don't speak Spanish. I don't know what those lyrics are saying for the most part. But that song is, woo, getting me hot and bothered up here at the studio. It's so good. That is off her debut full-length release, Amor Hardcore. And I wanted to play those two songs back-to-back because you can really see kind of the influence they've had on each other. And both Isabella Love Story and Arca are, you know, doing really interesting things, combining reggaeton and pop and hyperpop, and they're both awesome, awesome, awesome people. And the first song I played, Recatta by Arca, was off of her album Kick 2, which was released in 2021. And Kick 1, the first volume, came out in 2020, and then she released Kick 2 through Kick 5 all in 2021. So she released four albums in a year. Just kind of insane, the amount of work that she's putting out there. And kind of next up in that trajectory is an artist that I feel like everyone knows and loves, Rosalía, who is also doing really interesting things combining flamenco and pop. And she's kind of blown up in recent years, but I'm going to play my favorite Rosalía song from one of her earlier albums. And she just had a new album come out called, oh no, I don't know what it's called, but it just came out and it's fantastic, but it's definitely a lot more trap pop focused, and I feel like her earlier stuff kind of sticks more to the traditional flamenco side of the thing, but her voice is amazing. And yeah, this is some Rosalía, and then we're gonna play some new Divino Niño. Thank you.
tapón, coño, dame la razón. La milicista, la tarde, soy la misterista, olvidándome de la tarea en la pista. Como la marea, tengo cita con un chica anticrista. Vamos a la mía como todo un gris lightning, tirado en la cama y estamos tree fighting. Tranquilita hasta la mañana, hacemos lo que salga de la santa gana.
That was EXO by Divino Nino off of their brand spanking new album, Last Spawn Earth. They're an awesome psychedelic pop group from Colombia. I love them very much. And before that, you heard Dimi Nombre by Rosalia off of El Maquer Querer. It's so funny when I try to speak Spanish on air, considering I spoke Spanish for like 8 years of my life, and now I feel like it's all gone. It's all gone. And next up, if we're talking about hyperpop, we cannot not play the king, the inventor, the father of hyperpop himself, A.G. Cook, founder of the super influential record label PC Music that has people like Hannah Diamond on it. He's collaborated with everyone under the sun, including Charlie XCX, my favorite, but A.G. Cook kind of pioneered the hyperpop sound. And so we got to play some A.G. Cook, and I chose a Caroline Polachek remix of Oh Yeah. It's a super fun song. And then we're going to switch it up, play some Dirty Projectors, and then lots more hyperpop. So we'll keep it moving with Oh Yeah by A.G. Cook.
Thank you. it's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters! Heart attack, cancer, stroke! Save yourself and all those animal lives! Go vegan now! Free recipes at PETA.org.
That is hands down the best PSA I've ever heard in my life. I love that one. Just came out for Halloween. They really went for it. They really called out all the meat eaters in a way that I could never. So yeah, go vegan. That was Cool Your Heart by Dirty Projectors off of their self-titled 2017 release. Dirty Projectors is like such an important band in the indie canon, but a really cool band because I feel like they've evolved their sound a lot since this album, and they're just such a revolving door of different members as well. Like, there are not always the same people in the band, and their lineup keeps changing, but their essence still stays the same, and they got some really cool instrument stuff happening. It's kind of a wild song. But before that, I played Oh Yeah by A.G. Cook, and the recorder part, or the flute, I feel like reminded me of my sixth grade recorder concert. Like, I think I could play that, so it made me laugh a little bit, but it's so good. And speaking of A.G. Cook and people that he loves to work with, we can't go through a week, apparently, without playing Charli XCX, my favorite person of all time. And I say that every week, and I'm going to keep saying it every week. But this is a track called Party For You off of How I'm Feeling Now, which came out in 2020 during COVID and was really different for her. And just like a great quarantine album. And Party For You talks about how she throws a party for someone on the 19th of June. And apparently it was an ex-boyfriend, but my birthday is on June 19th. So I think Charli XCX wrote this song about me. I think she did. And we're going to follow that with some Blade because we're feeling crazy. So this is Party For You by Charli XCX. Such a good song. That was Just Like We Never Said Goodbye by Sophie, also a huge figure in the hyperpop movement. And Sophie is actually one of the first openly trans artists to be nominated for a Grammy, and they released their first full-length release in 2018, Oil of Every Pearl's Uninsides. This song is from an earlier single, but it's my favorite Sophie song by far. And Sophie tragically died in 2021, falling off a cliff in Greece. And I feel like the whole music world really like felt that death and felt that void. I don't know. I was sad, personally. But I love Sophie, and they collaborate with everyone cool. And it's just such good music. That's all I have to say about that. And before, I played Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Blade and Echo 2K, two members of Drain Gang. Can't believe I'm talking about Drain Gang at 4 in the afternoon on WMFO. But Blade is a Swedish hyperpop hip-hop artist. Kind of like if you like Young Lean, I feel like you also listen to Blade. They definitely influenced each other. But I met someone last week who said that they've been listening to a lot of insane person music and then like referenced Blade as their example of that. And I always liked Blade, but like not too much. And I went back and I started listening to a lot of Blade and I realized like, yeah, yep, like this is insane person music and I'm feeling kind of insane, but I've been making a lot of unhinged decisions lately. So I feel like that fits. And we're in our Blade era and I'm not mad about it at all. But I can't leave you hanging. I feel like I've brought you up and we got to bring you back down. So we're going to end with a couple really chill songs, some Lil Silva off of his brand new album, Yesterday's Heavy, such a great album. Also an artist on the roster of the company I work for. And then we'll close it out with some brand new Nick Hakim, Vertigo. And he's got a brand new album coming out very soon, which I'm super excited about. But this is Julia, and you've been listening to Hot Tip Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I know I took you on a roller coaster. There were a lot of highs, lots of lows. But this was such a fun set, and I feel like really reflects what I've been listening to lately and a lot of different kind of music styles. And I will see you next week. I'm sure we'll do just as big of a 180 from last week to this week and to the next week. So this is another sketch by Lil Silva.
Thank you. Late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Delusional.